The two European prime ministers are holding talks with their Russian and Ukrainian counterparts Wednesday in hopes that shipments of Russia gas via Ukraine will be resumed. Both Moscow and Kiev agreed to resume natural gas shipments on Tuesday under a European Union brokered agreement. Gas began flowing, but only for several hours. European Commission President José Manuel Barroso told the European Parliament Wednesday that it was unacceptable and incredible that gas had not resumed, and he said it means Russia and Ukraine can no longer be considered as reliable supply sources. He called on European countries to take legal action if gas did not start flowing. A disappointed Jacek Sarojewski, who chairs the Foreign Affairs Committee for the European Parliament, told reporters in Brussels that gas shipments appeared to have stopped. With EU monitors in place, it points along the supply route to confirm this.
We got an information that the gas no longer flows. The gas has stopped flowing. So we are again at the beginning. We cannot concentrate on sustainable long-term solutions, which we anyway will have one day to devise and to agree upon. But we have to again refer to this crisis, which does not seem to be ending.
Russian gas bound for Europe stopped flowing last week, affecting local gas supplies of about 20 European countries. Balkan nations were among those hardest hit, with thousands of households without heat. Schools, hospitals, and factories have been forced to close. Russia and Ukraine have traded accusations on who is responsible for the gas cutoff, with Russian gas giant Gazprom accusing Ukraine on Tuesday of blocking the gas. Ukraine in turn blamed Russia for routing shipments in a way it was unable to pump the gas onto Europe. About a quarter of EU gas comes from Russia. The 27-member bloc is looking for ways to diversify its energy supplies, notably by tapping more into renewable energies, along with changing routes and sources. But it will take time before it can become less reliant on Russian gas. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.